of chili con carne. Chili Bean said, boys, I'm green. I don't know what you mean.
Can you smell a chili cooking?
Ooh, it's chili day, man. Come on.
Yeah, it is. And now everybody can come in, eat chili, and end your Valentine's Day with a Dutch oven.
The old Dutch oven, Lou.
The old Dutch oven. No, I think that's one of the things that's not even funny once.
It's only funny in concept. You don't want to practice it too many times.
Well, you know, if you can get somebody to help you practice, that might not be bad.
Well, Lou, what is the lineup for today? I know I'm in it. I don't know anybody else.
We have.
Yes.
Reigning champion, William Caney.
Another fix is in. Go ahead.
Who has exposed his secret recipe?
What? Bringing people. Up people? Yeah,
people!
It's like Soylent Green. It's people.
It's people. And then we have...
Yes.
From Edgewater.
Yes.
One of the finest chilies I've ever tasted.
Yes.
From Chip. Coming in.
Is that the chili champ? That guy? I don't know Chip.
You don't know Chip. Well, you will meet Chip. You will know Chip in a matter of hours.
What's his last name?
Chip.
Chip. All right. Very good.
I think his last name is Block.
Chip Block.
Yes. His middle name is off of.
Who's next, Lou?
Brenda Brown.
She'll be a competitor.
Famous for her bulgogi hamburgers.
She's...
is tipping her toe into a chili contest.
All right. Who's next?
Rocca Smella
defending her title as the Joel Pickus winner.
Yes, and not only that, also from first to last. Unlike you, who went last to first.
Last to first, that's right.
Yes. And I think the blow your head off the top of your skull, James Keegan.
James the Rat Bastard Keegan.
17 alarm chili.
Yes, he's bringing it in, Lou. It's all confirmed.
All right. And then we have, in place of Heather.
Yes.
Bridget.
Ah, she did call. Okay.
And we don't know if Megan is going to make it.
Okay.
And how many did I name?
I don't know. Are you putting one in, Lou? I think you got
no.
All right. Very good.
Don't even have a standby. I think we got six or seven coming in already.
Yeah. You're good. It's all good.
And we have a second place prize.
Ooh.
Yes, a bottle of Jameson Select Reserve Black Barrel Irish Whiskey.
Well, that's better than the first place prize, which is only a trophy that you don't get anyway.
Well, you don't know that. There will be a surprise first place.
You're blowing my mind, Lou Dickman. This is too much.
It's chili day.
It's chili freaking day, man.
Next choice for Tots. It's the best day in the world.
That's right, Lou. That's right. Now, what do you remember? Do you recall ever making your first chili? Was a young Lou Dickman a help in the kitchen making chili?
That's a young Lou Dickman. No. young Lou Dickman couldn't drive or play with fire.
I don't know which
my parents kept in the highest cupboard, the matches or the car keys. I can't remember.
It just got progressively higher as the years went on.
Yes.
Well, you know,
my house
actually
started out as the...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You first.
I just said that when I first got out on my own, the only thing I really missed from my mother's cooking was her chili, so I got her recipe, and I modified it over the years.
This year's
will be the meatiest chili I've ever concocted.
Oh, and how does Mrs. Kamish feel about this chili?
I couldn't taste it because I have a cold, so I don't know.
Oh, no one's tasted it. Ooh. Ooh. Well, yes, indeed.
Well, Lou, let's get
and
this.
And our judge, yeah. Carl Plinky, has come in from Colorado.
Oh, and by the way, Mrs. Sims is not doing it this year.
No, Mrs. Sims will not be attending this year, but we're going to try to find a way to get her second place anyway.
Yeah, exactly. An honorary second place.
Yes. And that's about it.
All right, well, then let's do your question.
And then your buddy, what's his name?
Huh?
Oh, the guy who came in that's going to get in, your buddy.
He was on the Lou Dickman invitation. He asked Bill Taney if he could get in, and I simply answered him, come on in at 1:30 with your hot chili, and you're in.
Oh, fantastic. He's going to split the Taney vote.
It could be. I don't know. He didn't respond, so. Split the Taney vote. Okay, Lou, your question of the week.
I'm all ears.
What is the best thing to put in a chili bowl? We've talked about
the best thing.
Yes.
Is your spoon when the chili is finished.
Oh, Lou, you sentimental son of a gun. It doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out.
Everybody have an outstanding weekend.
This is a Kamish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Dutch Oven Service. When you want to make a blanket statement, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou blankets you.